get some people back to work. Let's get, let's get things moving here a long way. We have baseball starting, as we've just been talking about, but we have fake attendees. We either have cardboard cutouts, and that's no slight to our own Lauren Lapka, who has her own cutout at Guaranteed Rate Field. But Fox News is putting fake fans in the seats. We need to see real shoppers in real stores, I think is what we need to do. And Tanya Trish Daywood is with us, Vice President General Counsel for the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. And there's a lot of concern. We're seeing these stories about 4,400 Chicago area businesses have closed during the pandemic. 2,400 of them will not reopen.
Mm-hmm.
That is a scary, scary number.
It is. And thanks, Ro, for allowing me to be on. It is. It's a really uncertain time for everyone, right? And business owners are not exempted from that group. You know, they've put their lifeblood into these businesses, these small businesses. And to have to sort of close up all of a sudden and not know when you're going to reopen and then be given a chance to reopen slowly. And then in Chicago, as you see, some of that was dialed back recently. Starting tomorrow, it'll be dialed back. So it's an uncertain time already. And then on top of that, you throw in certain things like, you know, the reopening guidelines and those sort of being a moving target. It's really tough.
Are you concerned that, like some other states are starting to do now, too, that we're going to head into another phased down one phase and more closings?
I think that, listen, there's one thing that, you know, business owners can't control, and that is what happens with the COVID positive numbers, right? They are going up. They're going up over the state, and they are going up in the city of Chicago. And so as those numbers creep up, right, elected officials will feel the need to roll back some of the opening that they've done, mm-hmm. right, as we have seen in the state of California and in other places. And so that's the really tricky part about this is you don't know what's coming. You can't control it. And it could have really significant impacts on your business. I know that, you know, a lot of businesses are open at 25% capacity in the city of Chicago. But frankly, when you've been closed for months and now you're only open at 25% capacity, a lot of businesses have a hard time making profitable numbers at right. that number, at right. that capacity number. So if anything were rolled back, right, it makes it even more difficult to see a future for yeah. the business.
Right. Basically, restaurants are like they're in the hospital right now. That's I think, the best analogy for them. They are not well enough to be able. They're just barely surviving. They're staying alive just to try to fight another day to get through this until things can start to open back up. There is such yeah. concern about what the fall was going to look like to begin with. And we never mm-hmm. really seem to end phase one of this, the first wave of this. We seem to be increasing, again, around the country. We do not have a particularly great hold on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot imagine for all our friends and our business associates here who have small businesses, some of them are doing very well. Some
right.
of them, so there are some businesses that are built for whether it's taking care of your home or, you know, I think the auto industry is actually going to fare in a different way than it has before. There's going to be an increase in cars because people won't want to be taking as much public transportation.
Right.
You know, you're seeing this in other, obviously, delivery services and anybody who can make things modular or easier during this are going to have
right.
a good run for a while. But that's not going to help Michigan Avenue. And I want to ask you where that goes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you've got a lot of things happening on Michigan Avenue, right? You've got COVID, and then you had, you know, civil unrest, and then you also have had lots of, frankly, retail theft, which has been an ongoing problem on Michigan Avenue and State Street for
years.
A long time now. And as you saw just recently, we had another bout with that. So that really hurts. Retail theft, frankly, kills businesses, retail businesses, right? But in an economy like this one, where everything is so much in flux, and then have everything stolen and have to rebuild. It's just, you know, a whole nother set of circumstances. So, and as you know, the rents on Michigan Avenue rival the rents in downtown Manhattan.
Right.
Right. So with, you know, about a third less of the foot traffic on a good day. And so, you know, you've got sky high rents that folks have to deal with. So there's a lot of things that can keep a business down. So what we need is, frankly, for the things that we can control to do well, right?
Right.
So we're hoping that government has a steady hand here.
Well, hold on one second. We will come back and talk about that. Because now, you know, we've given everybody the bad news. Let's talk about what the solutions are and what the good news could possibly be. Tanya Trish Daywood is with us. She is the general counsel for the Retail Merchants Association. Stand by. Don't move. Lauren Lapka's got the WGN traffic.
Early morning. Stay safe. Stay connected with Morgan Kochmeyer's weather forecast. Sarah Gindra's traffic reports. Weekdays 4 to 6 on WGN TV. Morning news.
Whew. I like a cliffhanger. There's one, my friend.
Just keeping you on the edge of your seat.
Thank you. Tanya Trish Daywood is with us, Vice President, General Counsel, Illinois Retail Merchants Association. We're talking about many of the problems that small businesses and large businesses are having in Chicago right now as we try to get through what looks like another setback in terms of numbers of cases, at least. And hopefully this will be short-lived and won't be as deep and dire as we initially had in the spring. And maybe the rest of the country will make a turn here, because you do see that. You see, like up in the Northeast, which was in such dire straits 6 weeks ago, things are improving considerably.
Right.
But in New York City, they haven't really opened that many businesses. They've been very careful about what their opening has been. And I can only imagine what impact that has had on the economy. If you are a small business owner, 312-981-7200, if you'd like to weigh in on this and tell us about your experience as well. All right. So we've talked about all the bad stuff. What do we need to do to fix this problem in the short term?
So in the short term, what we need from government is a steady hand. This is what I was talking right before you went to the break. Businesses are open, right? They're open partially, at least. And so before government starts to think about pulling some of that back, right, they need to be very precise. They need to make sure that what they're pulling back is specific to accomplish the goal, right? Look at the highest risk areas, figure out what you can do there. But also message to the residents of the city. The biggest thing that people can do is take care of yourselves in order to take care of each other. Wear your mask. If everyone stays healthy, people can go to the restaurants, people can go to the health club, people can go to all of these places, and the small businesses will be able to get back up on their feet. But if people aren't doing the sort of everyday things that they need to do, like wearing masks, like staying 6 feet apart, right, all of this, the numbers will slowly creep up and we'll experience what we're experiencing now. So there's something that every individual can do. In addition to that, the government has a lot that it can do as far as making sure that whatever mandates or pulling back of reopening that it does is precise, and that there's science behind why they're going to make the moves that they're going to make.
I have to say I'm surprised, happily surprised, by the increase in mask compliance in the city of Chicago. I see it everywhere now. For weeks and weeks and weeks through May into June, even the beginning of July, it's not what it is now. I think people are getting that message, and they're getting used to it, and they have a sense of how to do that and be comfortable. And I think a lot of people didn't like the, I hate to say it like this, but the fashion statement that it made, right? That people wanted to be, they want to look better. There is a certain amount of vanity that's a part of the decision not to do it. But I have, without question, definitely seen far more compliance. I hope you have as well.
Yeah, we have, but there are still pockets of, you know, non-compliance. I was talking with the city today, and they were encouraging me to get the message out to the members to make sure that they have their signs up to remind people that you have to wear your mask before you come in the store. And so, you know, we still are dealing with the very basic things, right? So, but I do think that Chicago's in a much better place than some other parts of the country, even, frankly, other parts of the state. where mask wearing is seems to be a little bit more optional. So to the extent that Chicagoans can continue to do those very basic things, it'll help not only yourself, but it'll help the small businesses that you want to stay in your neighborhoods.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so we need government help here. Do you think that there's going to be another, they always use this term and I hate it, and I'm going to do it anyway, tranche of payments to businesses, that PPP-esque loan coming?
Yeah. Well, who knows what Washington's doing, right? I think there's some fire under them right now before they go to break to try and get something done. You know, those PPP loans, while they were fine, you know, those loans have to be paid back, right? And we're coming up on that time where they have to be paid back, and a lot of small businesses just aren't in a place where they can do that, right? So while the PPP loans were there to bring employees back, now the businesses are sort of at the point where they have to pay the loans back and don't quite have the funds. So that also is putting a number of them in a bit of a precarious situation.
Yeah.
It's like one thing layered over another, Ro.
Yeah, well, I know. It's just when you think things are starting to get a little bit back to normal, sports has a big play in this right now, as baseball is coming back, and just the idea that these games are going to be played, and that is so far so good. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully hockey next week, basketball, those guys have all reported down to Orlando for the arena, as they call it. There's some hope that there will be some normalcy back. And I think that's probably the biggest problem that retail merchants, and that's your organization, Illinois Retail Merchants Association, that's what they're seeing, is that everybody's out of their habits. They're out of their patterns.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean? People aren't going to work like they used to, not in the numbers, right? Because they're staying home and they're working, many of them. So, you know, all those businesses that used to feed off, you know, downtown of people going to work are struggling, right? And people used to do other things, right? They leave work, they go to happy hour.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, all those things sort of aren't happening. People are out of their routine, I guess I would say, and maybe forming some new ones. So all those businesses that relied on those kind of static routines are really hurting, right? And then, too, the other businesses, like say health clubs, for example, you know, they're open at 25%, but people aren't coming,
yeah.
Right? People aren't sure whether or not they want to be there, or frankly, they're not sure whether or not they want to spend a lot of energy while wearing a mask, right? So it's just really tough to find a new rhythm for small business in still such a changing economy, right?
Yes, for sure. Jim, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a story today that has been circulating about exactly what you're talking about. Gym membership, the return, gym memberships are down. People are trying to cancel. You know, some gyms work on that subscription service where you can't really, it's not as easy to get out of. But the gyms that people can cancel on are canceling. They're not going. They're worried about getting, you know, being in close. I was never convinced that the gym was all that sanitary to begin with. I'm just going to be, you know, totally honest with you. Under these circumstances, it could be a very scary prospect for people. Will that come back? I mean, obviously, you guys have research. This is what your business is. You know, your business is looking at business. Is the research indicate, is there any hope there? Because obviously there's universities and the manufacturers, and people are constantly trying to figure out what the markets are going to look like on the other side. What are you seeing?
I think that it'll come back. And you know, just to go back to gyms, right? Like, I think that they are doing everything they can to hold on to their members, right? Like, they're putting out on their social media that, you know, cleanliness is a priority for them, and making sure that people know that health clubs are a safe place. Wear your mask, come out and participate in really what is part of the healthcare continuum. As you know, most folks have stayed home. They've gained some weight, right? That's not good. So go get some exercise and, you know, get yourself in a better place, frankly, not only physically, but mentally. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but I think that on the, you know, what we kind of see coming down the pipe, I think that once there's a vaccine, certainly none of us know when that's going to happen, that the economy will start putting itself, piecing itself back together slowly. But until then, if we're on this roller coaster of reopening and then pulling back, you know, that's just a really difficult environment for businesses to operate in. Businesses like certainty, right? And there's nothing certain about what's happening in this economy. And so because businesses can't predict, you know, what next month or the next 2 months is going to look like, that's why you see so many of them closing. They can't figure out whether or not they'll be able to turn it around.
Right. And so, and retail's already been, and I just want to go back to retail for a second here before we let you go, but retail has been one of those question marks anyway. The Amazon effect, prior to all the other contributing factors you talked about earlier, whether it's retail theft or it's excessive rent. Now, obviously, people not even going into the stores, coming down for the stores. This for Chicago is probably the biggest restructuring thing we're going to have to do on the other side of this, is figure out how to rebuild downtown to make it the economic engine that it was last year.
Right. Downtown and in the neighborhoods, right? So many small businesses in the neighborhoods. And people don't realize that retail were struggling pre-COVID, right? Trying to retool, trying to figure out how to be competitive in the online space, and try to make sure that their brick and mortar is as important as the online space, and that they feed each other, right?
Yeah.
And that's a task in and of itself, right? And one that small businesses have to be very good at if they're going to continue to be competitive during and after COVID.
All right, Tanya Trish Daywood, Vice President, General Counsel, Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Well, let's hope that we get some stability coming out of whatever legislative piece is going to come out of Washington here. There's going to be, hopefully, there'll be some more stabilizing money. We've got Terry Savage joining us at 6 o'clock tonight. She's always working on that for us and trying to help people understand and business owners understand what options they have and what's coming next, which is the big thing. Again, nobody knows. I mean, to your point, Tanya, and I know how difficult this must be as you're trying to keep all of your merchants going in the right direction, right? And saying, you know, don't, you know, keep the faith, because we have to make it through this. We don't want to see the kind of attrition numbers that we fear we're going to see here if those 4,400 businesses have closed and only 2,000 of them come back, which is the prediction here. That's that's not good for anybody. So we got
on turning it around. And so if I could say any last comment, it would say, everyone, please wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart. It's the least and the most that you can do right now.
Yeah, true. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Tanya.
Take care.
Tanya Trish Daywood from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Okay.